Penguin Random House Audio presents Knights of the Borrowed Dark by Dave Rudden. Read for you by the author.
Prologue. Tick. Looking back, it had been a mistake to fill the orphanage with books. Director Ackerby tapped the rim of his teacup with a finger. The untidiness of it all, he thought. Far below in the yard, children dipped in and out of the shadow cast by his tower office, gossiping in scattered groups, voices raised in excited chatter. All talking about the visitors, of course. This was what happened when you bottled up 250 boys and girls. Last week, a thrush had bounced off a classroom window and the orphans hadn't shut up for days. Had they named it? You wouldn't be surprised. His gaze swept the buildings below. Cross Caper Orphanage slouched against the mountainside like it had been dropped there, a greying stack of towers and flat, fat dormitories that shuddered when the wind was too harsh and sweated when it got too warm. It was an uphill struggle for orphanages not to be dismal, but Ackerby had always thought Cross Caper took special pleasure in it, as though it knew that the groan of its slumping masonry and the rattle of its window frames were giving entire dormitories of children nightmares.
Sir?
His secretary's voice seeped through the intercom, and Ackerby stabbed at the button to respond.
Yes?
Your 2 o'clock is here, sir. Shall I send them in?
The director barely heard him. He was staring at the newest addition to the orphanage grounds, standing out against Cross Caper's comforting greyness like a healthy man in a hospital ward.